Not the type of post-game that A.J. Guyton, Indiana fans wanted here.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yes, sir.
Man. They dig themselves a hole every game, and, like, they fight back, but, like, you can't keep doing that, A.J. I mean, you're not good enough. I mean, Gonzaga can do that, but, like, Indiana can't be doing that.
Right. Yeah, when I saw the first couple offensive possessions for Indiana, I knew it was going to be a struggle. I think we got a couple shot clock violations, and we just did not took shots late in the shot clock. And I said the aggressiveness, the strength and aggressiveness and quickness on the wings for OSU is really underrated. Those guys are athletic. They crash the glass. They can shoot. They can go off the bounce. They can do it all, man. So I wouldn't be as upset if we battled a little bit, because OSU is obviously a top five team, top 10 team right now. So, but I know how our people, our Hoosier faithful feel about that. So,
I mean, you shouldn't be losing to Ohio State. Like that's how you feel, is like Ohio State's a football school. You're not.
Right. Right.
Right. I mean, seriously, yeah. That's kind of what it comes down to, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it comes down to that. Yep. Yep.
Archie, you should be, they're good though. Like Ohio State is good, man. Like they've had a hell of a year. Chris Holtman's a really good coach, but,
right,
you know, there's no reason, if Chris Holtman's done this in the last 3 years, there's no reason, if you're looking at it from an Indiana fan standpoint, that you shouldn't be doing it. Am I wrong?
Exactly. I agree with you totally, man. Like, they came at the same time, and it's obvious different results. I think, you know, Holtman did it at Butler. Archie did it at Dayton. They both come to Power 5 schools. You know, OSU coming to a football school. He coming to a football school, and Miller having just straight basketball. And it's obvious that OSU's program is trending upward. And as you can just see the excitement from the opening for possessions. You know, they get a defensive stop, and EJ Liddell just yells out. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
he's a man. He's a man.
Like, he's a man's man. And I love that, because that set the tone.
Yeah.
It's like,
no,
wow,
that kid's one of my favorite players.
Absolutely.
He is one of my favorite players in the country. I've said it. If he's not on Big Ten All-First Team, something's wrong, because something's that kid wrong. Just is about winning. And, like, there's more talented players than him. There are. But I don't care. Like, that's not what it's about. It's about those guys that just impact winning. And E.J. Liddell does that. Listen, I always say the hard part with Indiana for me is, like, I don't know what I'm going to get out of anybody other than Trace.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, if I'm Archie, I got no idea what I'm going to get out of my guards. And that's a hard way to coach.
Right. Exactly. Like, today.
Yeah.
17 points combined from Franklin, Fennessy, and Durham.
Can't win.
After right. coming, I think Durham and Franklin had about 50 points at Northwestern. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's inconsistency. And one position you can't be inconsistent at in college basketball today is the guard position.
No, you got no chance. You got no chance.
Your big man might get you 11 rebounds and 8 points one night, but you can't go only 3 for 9 from three threes the whole game between three guys. Like, this just, it's a 3-point, it's a great equalizer, man. And that's where IU is lacking consistently. You got Fennessy out there as a starter, and I don't know, over the last few games, is he averaging over 5 points a game, playing 30 minutes a game? And he's obviously trusted by Coach Miller. I don't know. I mean, I like how they were going towards the youth movement. It looked like they were going towards that, but they won a couple games. And when you win a couple games, you're like, oh, we got a chance. So now we're going to go back to what wasn't working.
And
that's what it looked like to happen. I'm not.
Well, it's like the panic, right?
Yeah,
it's like the panic. Yeah. Like, as a coach, you trust your veterans. Well, your veterans, I'm not sure they deserve to be trusted every game. You know,
exactly.
Like you wonder if he shouldn't have force fed. And it's a hard season to do that, right? Because your freshmen maybe weren't on campus as much. You just haven't seen them as much going into the year. So you're gonna go with your veterans and look at young teams around the country. They're struggling. So it's a whole lot easier this year, more than ever, to trust your veterans. But their veterans, honestly, probably haven't done enough to be trusted in a way.
Right. I agree
You
with
know?
that. Yep, I agree with that. Like, I think I agree, really agree with what you just said. It's been tough on all the young teams with young players. It looks like, except for Purdue, whose freshmen are on a
Yeah, they've
tear.
been good. They've
So
been
I don't.
good, man.
It's
There's a
hard to make an
few.
excuse.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's a few, but for the most part, most younger teams.
Oh,
And
trust me.
Indiana's not a younger team. That's
Right, they're not.
the problem. They're not a younger team. Like, you know, their top four or five guys have been around now. Yeah, Christian Lander, you can make excuses for him, right? You know, he reclassified, he's young, whatever. Let's make excuses for him. That's fine. But, you know, for the most part, their top guys in the rotation have been around. And, you know, listen, I've been a avid Archie Miller supporter. And
Absolutely.
still think he's a good coach. And I
Absolutely.
don't know how much better they're going to do if they make a move, but it's disappointing to see this team just kind of staying in the mud almost. Like they get one foot out and then they fall back down. Like they
Right, that's
just
true.
can't get any real traction to make a run. And again, when you see today is the perfect example, you see a team like Ohio State. That's when you say to yourself as an IU fan, like, man, this is frustrating.
Right. Yeah, and it's very frustrating because I think one of the announcers said told the stat that told it all was these guys have won two in a row and only lost two in a row. They can't get over the hump. And now the loss is cool, but you got to win more than two games in a row in order to, have the kind of success that, the Hoosier faithful is looking for Archie to have. And that was a telling stat. You never won over two games in a row. And with the preseason schedule that you have, with the midseason schedule that you have, I know it's a weird year, obviously. I think, and what hurts them the most is not being, and I think this is a big for Indiana, not being able to play in front of 17,000 at Assembly Hall and keep that home court advantage. It really hurts a team that's not as strong in all areas like Indiana and Duke. And I really think it affects Duke. I think Duke wins some of those games in Cameron, or they're competitive if they have that as six man. And it's not an excuse, and definitely not an excuse that all the elements are equal for everybody. But a lot of those guys feed off that. So, man, I'm not going to say I loved Archie as a coach. I love Archie as a coach. But what's the future? I started looking towards the future. I was like, okay, TJD is going to be looking to test the waters a little bit. If he leaves, are we
Oh boy.
starting over again,
Yeah.
or like what?
Could be tough.
That
Could be
that's what's
tough.
that's what's concerning. Like, it's not trending downward; it's kind of just floating just right in the middle.
The same.
But
It's
if
just,
T
yeah,
yeah
it's
if
just different.
TJD leaves, then do we take a heck of a step backwards? And that's going to be the key.
Dustin, what
Go
do you
ahead.
got for AJ? What do you got?
Hey, AJ, Dustin
What's up,
here,
bro?
big Hoosier fan. I feel like I graduated in 2013. That was the last year. I guess we in 2016 we won the Big Ten title, but we really have not been relevant in the last 5, 6, 7 years. And when you take a look at some of the other Big Ten coaches in year four, we're just not taking a leap that I know Hoosier Nation expects. So, where do you
Right.
think we go from here? And how much longer do you think Archie has before we start to look at other options?
I don't get into coaches' jobs and things of that nature, but I did kind of look into his, and it looks like he has some time left on his deal with a lot of money left. So I think Archie's here to stay for at least a couple years, but he really has to get tougher. When it comes to who he's recruiting, he got some good pieces. Lander's a good piece. If TJD stays, he's a good piece. But if you look at that game today, it was a lot of toughness plays that OSU won. And toughness is what you got to have to win on the road, and definitely, and you need it at home as well. So if Archie and his staff, which I think they're fully capable of, don't go out there and find that intangible player like an EJ Liddell, like a Justice Suing. If they don't find that guy, then it's going to be a struggle. And they have to that should be more than anything other than the shooting. We got to get out to those barnyards and get out to those games in Indiana and find 6'5" guys that can fill it up. And I don't know about CJ
Combination of
Gunn.
both. I mean,
Combination
you
of
know, it's a
both, right?
combination of both, right? You need toughness, which Art should be able to, like, if there's anything Art should be able to get, it's a combination of toughness and shooting. That's what he was.
Definitely.
You know,
Definitely. You
like
look.
you're,
Go
I
ahead,
think
sorry.
their staff, I also think AJ, I'm not sure their staff, helped them when he got the job as much either, because you know they had Bruiser, who's the nicest dude in the world,
right.
But he's not a killer recruiter anymore.
Right.
He's not. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, sure, when he was with Cal at UMass, he was a killer recruiter. And then they had the other dude who was gone after a year. I always forget his name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ed Schilling.
Ed Schilling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't good enough either. So you had Tom Ostrom really getting all the dudes.
Right.
And that's not how you do it as a staff. Like you need two guys that are going to get guys, and then maybe one who sticks around and can be a good bench coach. And if you're out there, if Arch is out there recruiting, he's back leading practice. But I think part of it, honestly, fell on the staff a little bit. And, you look at it now, and I'm not sure their talent level is good enough overall. I'm not.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. That's what I said. If you're gonna continue to have that type of talent level, then you at least have to get tougher.
Right.
You know, the toughness can help you compete more in the game. This wouldn't have been a 20-point win for OSU if there's a intangible guy out there that plays with enthusiasm, has fun, you know, gets the guys going tough. I think Race Thompson is a good solid piece to that.
Yeah.
He's a good bench guy.
You know what I mean? No, he's a good bench guy. That's what if he's your seventh, eighth guy, you're in decent shape. But like he can't, and again, like we talked about, their guards. Mm-hmm. They're good. On a given day, you know, Franklin can be good. Finnessy can be good. And then on a given day, like we saw today, they're just, you got to step up. And in a game like this, you really got to step up. And they didn't. Their guards didn't do that. And Ohio State, just again, like they played harder. They made timely shots. And they jumped out. They were ready to play. Like if you're Indiana and you're 500 in the league and you know this, you get this game. I mean, seriously, you go on the road and you get this game today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're like, with the sweep over Iowa, you're in great shape for the tournament if you win today. And now you put yourself back in the equation where, honestly, you're probably looking at bubble team at the end of the day. Maybe you get in and you're like, you're a 10, 11, 12 seed. But you're limping in. You're limping into the end of the season now, instead of saying like, all right, we're going to get some momentum coming into the stretch drive.
Right. Oh yeah, definitely uphill climb. I when I watched that game today, I didn't see like the passion and the enthusiasm, intensity that this is the most important game of the season right now.
Right.
It didn't look like that. It looked like it was important to Ohio State.
Totally. You know what I mean? They don't have any pressure. What's their pressure? They're fighting for a number one seed, but they got zero pressure on them. Zero.
they can lose the next four and still be a six seed.
Like exactly.
It doesn't even matter to them. But you couldn't tell if you didn't know.
But that's what makes them good. That's what makes them good is they come to play every single game. And I saw there was some columnist who wrote something. I don't know if you saw it. It was a local columnist killed Archie the other day.
Okay.
Killed him. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things he basically killed him for was like, these guys don't come out and play hard. And I think they do certain times. I think that's the problem. And again, this is a tough year to judge, right?
Yeah,
let's be honest. Uh-huh. This isn't the easiest year to judge with kids going through a lot of different things. This year, like with the pandemic, with testing every day, with not being around their buddies, not being able to go out, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, but listen, other teams are doing it and doing it well. So, you got to find a way to push the right buttons.
I mean, I look at it a different way. I played 6 years overseas, and I took all that inability to interact and be social and to see my family. I went out there and took it out on those guys that I was playing against.
And I think
that's what's missing. I think the more people talk about that, the more it becomes an excuse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, everybody's going through the exact same thing. But the one thing you are doing right now, you're locked into a gym where you can do anything but get better.
Right.
And you can get shots up, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know what it is. I haven't been in the locker room. But when you, from a former player standpoint, and in your case, from guy covering everybody for the last umpteen years, you just didn't see fire. Like, where's the fire-breathing dragon? Yeah. Who was the fire-breathing dragon on that team today? Not when you get a dunk.
There wasn't one. No, there wasn't one.
You know, not when you get a dunk, but when you lock up Liddell or when you lock up Suing or when you lock up some, like, where was this? This wasn't there, man.
To your point, AJ, I think one of the other concerns is, like, there's got to be a little bit of pride when you're kind of getting your ass kicked, right? Like,
right.
You know, like, if you – when they go on a run like they did in the second half, like, there's got to be someone that can say, like, no, this isn't happening here.
It's right. Exactly.
Not on my watch. Like, it doesn't feel like someone, like, there is somebody on that Indiana team that can kind of do that kind of thing. And, like, I don't know enough, like, about how the dynamics within that roster work or within that locker room work, and whether or not there's someone, like, a player that can yell at someone and kind of, you know, get in a player's ass about what they're doing and how they're working. But it felt like they accepted the fact that they were going to get run out of the gym. And I don't think that you can be a team at the level that Indiana fans want if you can accept getting run out of the gym.
Right. I agree totally with that, man. Is this Dustin speaking, right? Who's this speaking?
This is Rob.
Rob. Oh, that's Rob. Hey, yeah. What's up, Rob?
Oh, hey, this is good to meet you, AJ. This is Rob Doster. I'm with the Field of 68 Media Network.
This is AJ's first forte into locker room, I think. So he's trying to figure out how this goes. So are you looking at the screen right now, AJ?
I just pulled it back up and I saw it. Okay. And
so you see Doster's ugly mug in the top middle.
Handsome man.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you and the guys, if you don't mind, where does it go from here then? Like, we've seen this now with Archie for, you know, several years in a row. He hasn't been able to quite get over the hump and turn that corner for the program. So, like, how much more leeway does he deserve before the questions have to be asked about moving on from him? I think, you know, we're getting close to that point, right?
Yeah, this year is one. Yeah. This year, I'll start and then you can jump in, AJ. This was the key year for me, except now. And again, I know AJ said, you know, you shouldn't make excuses for these kids this year because of COVID, but I still say it's not a normal year. So it's hard. Right. I don't think you fire a guy off this year unless he did something egregious off the court or he was going to be fired last year. Like BC's Jim Christian, Jeff Neubauer from Fordham, they were going to be fired last year. They got an extra year out of this. I wouldn't fire a guy necessarily, whether it's, you know, like Arch, to me after this year. I give him one more next year and make sure, hey, you know what? Let's see the foundation of this program. Let's see if they get better. Obviously, like you said, you know, you're probably going to lose Trace. Well, you may, but you may not. I mean,
you may not.
How high is Trace going in the draft?
Right.
He really probably should be a four-year guy. I don't know if he will be, but but he probably should be. So if you bring him back, are you a team? I mean, let's take, for example, Shaka Smart. Okay, Shaka Smart, the only reason he's still coaching at Texas is because they owed him too much money to fire him. So they waited because they couldn't fire him. And now, look, he's got a team that's clearly, you know, they were in the top 10 for a while. Now they're kind of falling off a little bit. But they're clearly a team that can make some noise in the NCAA tournament this year, and they're not going to fight to get in. They could be a Sweet 16 team. So I don't know if Arch can do that, but I think next year, to me, next year is the year. I think you give him next year because you owe him a lot of money anyway. And next year, if you go backwards, then you make a move. Absolutely. And, again, I've known Arch a long time, probably 15, 20 years. I like Arch a lot, but if you move backward next year at Indiana, yeah, it's time to move on. I made a lot of excuses for him early, and I think they were valid because I don't think Tom Crean left him enough. But now you're getting to the point where, like, okay, you got to do it with what you recruited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree totally with you, Jeff. I give him definitely this year is a wash to me. Like you said, unless they finish 10th or 11th in the Big Ten, it was really, really struggling. I think that he got some guys coming in next year that he seems to believe in, got some opportunities to get better. Trace probably should stay. I just know the landscape of these guys going pro these days. Yeah. They just really – somebody told him something that they believed, and he may go. And then you got the G League opportunities that they given 75 to 350 for you to get better. And so that's enticing to a young guy like him. So if I'm Archie, I'm looking at it like he's going to leave. And if he stays,
well, you got to think great. That way. Yeah, yep, you got to you got to think that he's gone, and yeah, and if he comes back again, then you got to really you got a chance to be pretty good next year. Honestly, you do. If he comes back next year, there's no reason that Indiana, like, if they're not a clear cut top 25 team all year next year, and they don't cruise into the NCAA tournament with him or I mean, again, even without him, like, you got to be prepared. You got to have the next guy up. So, I think your concerns are valid, but I would definitely, David, give him one more year.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
What is the expectations then for next year? You said clear cut top 25 team. Like, you want them to be in the top half of the conference.
Yeah.
Like, I guess the standard has just been lowered at the program to some degree. You know,
totally.
Like, he ended up getting fired for making Sweet 16s and not being able to get out. And I think the recruiting, you know, they missed this year. I think Purdue grabbed two of the top kids in Indiana, right? Trey Kaufman and Caleb First are both Indiana kids. So I want to say Purdue grabbed two of the top recruits in Indiana this year. I just checked the 2021, and it doesn't look like they have – you know, like a clear-cut guy coming in next year that you're going to be able to lean on. It looked like a top 75 guy, and then they got a transfer coming in. So I think he's running out of time to some degree. And it's, you know, if he doesn't get it done, like you said, next year, it's getting to the point where, you know, I think maybe they're going to have to start looking around again for the next guy.
Yeah. Dave, what I think is, I think he just, there. I like the core that he has. I just think he's missing a player and a half. I just think he's missing a 6'7", 6'6", wing, or 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", wing that's strong, that can put it on the floor, that can stretch the floor. I mean, we're talking, sounds like an NBA guy, but that's what this team is missing. So it's like a player and a half away. That's with TJD. That's with, if Brunk comes back, I don't know if Brunk can come back or he can't come back, but if he comes back, that's huge. And then you got Race. And I agree with Jeff when you said I said on my podcast many times, I thought Race should be a guy bringing energy off the bench. Yep. I thought he should have started Jerome Hunter. I thought he should have spaced the flow out, dribble drive, penetrate and kick, scramble around defensively, create offense off defense. And then you bring a guy like Race in and keep that energy going. But if he has your starter and he's one of your top three players, you're probably in trouble. Because you know, he's a little bit limited. limited, especially with Trace. That's what makes it worse. He's a five and a four man's. He's a five and a three man's body. So, and I love him as a player. I love to play with the kid. But you know, you got to replace that guy and get another guy to join that guy in the energy race, man. And I think, but like I said, like I agree with Jeff, man. Next year, we should be battling for the Big Ten title or close to it.
Yeah, top five. Gonna be some issue. Like, to me, you better be firmly entrenched in the top five next year.
Right.
And again, you look at it and you're like, all right, Michigan State's down, you know, so it's not like they're great this year, obviously. So like, this was a year that I know the Big Ten is deep, but it's also like, all right, the teams that are at the top, you're looking at them saying, well, like, why can't that be us? Like, it's Illinois, Iowa, and Ohio State. Like, those aren't program. Again, if it's Michigan State, you say, right, you're like, okay, I get it if it's Michigan State. But it's not. It's Michigan, it's Iowa, it's Ohio State, it's Illinois.
Good question here. I mean, I feel like as an IU fan watching these games the last couple of years, what we've been lacking the most is just some guard presence to have the mental strength to get through the tough parts of games. We haven't had a consistent 3-point shooter since, I feel like, I mean, Devontae was pretty good towards the end of his career, but you know, with Yogi, who's my favorite Hoosier, and then prior to him, Jordan Holes, I feel like that's the key piece to really get Indiana basketball back to what we do best, and basically reducing these turnovers that seem to plague us every game is just hard to watch, and it's aggravating when you see these other teams have the mental strength towards the end of games to be able to come up with a big play and not turn it over. I mean, really, it comes down to coaching and the plays that are called, but the players have to execute.
Right. I agree with that, man. You look up above you, and there's no place Archie has to look but above him at the Michigans and the Rutgers and the Illinois. The theme is consistent guard play.
Yep.
I mean, that's the theme. Yeah, you already got you a consistent inside guy, more than consistent inside guy. But I don't know if the Christian Landers, and that's the question I want to ask you guys, what's up with the Christian Landers experiment, and where do you see that going?
You know, I think obviously the kid wasn't ready. I think part of it, everybody wants to say, like, well, he's highly rated, this, that. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to play him. Yeah, but Art sees him every day in practice. And if he thinks he can help him, he's going to play him. Art knows he needs to win games right now. So if he thought Christian Lander was better than the dudes that are playing, Christian Lander would be on the court. And he's not. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason for that, whether it's, you know, that he doesn't defend at a high enough level, whether it's that, you know, he's just a little bit overmatched and running the offense, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, again, Christian Lander, and it's hard. Most of the guys who reclassify, they're not. They haven't done well this year.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yep. Yeah, I saw a lot of inconsistency. I saw early he was frustrated. You know, those five-star guys, they come in with the ego. Hey, I got to play, and I need to play a lot. I need to play through mistakes, but you just don't have the opportunity to make that many mistakes in a high-level Power 5 Big Ten team or Power 5 team. So, but we go all the way back. Fantasy, not consistent. Al, not consistent. And I agree with Dustin about that. It's all about, you know, in this today's game, 20 years ago, it was big men all over the place. And all you had to do was bring it in, throw it into them, and space out and hit a shot. But now you got to be able to get in the paint, penetrate, kick, stay in front of them on the other end, create stuff off the defense, and that's where Indiana lacks right now. So Archie needs to shore that up. If he shores that up next year, he'll find himself in the thick of things and prime and get another couple of years. So,
agreed, agreed. All right. Well, there you have it. Guys. Post-game post-mortem, I guess, is probably the best way to put it after that one, man. But – listen, it's not over yet. I think you can get into the NCAA tournament. And if you get in this year, anything can happen. So, AJ, appreciate you jumping on. And all you guys, make sure you follow AJ if you don't already. And the podcast, AJ, give him some love on where they can find the podcast.
Hey, man, you can find a podcast on Spotify. You can find it on Apple Podcasts. You can find it on YouTube, the Field of 68 Podcast Network. We're everywhere, man. So you can go to my Twitter at AJ Guyton, and you can find all the content you need on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple. So a lot of great ones coming up, man. So you don't want to miss the next two. So definitely be there. Go find those.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. AJ, have a good rest of the weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, peace.